You're listening to Bombshell Brunches, where your hosts Raquel Rodenberg and Christina Lau sip and spill with badass babes every Tuesday morning.
It is!
Don't do it that loud.
Tuesday.
What is that? Are you going to clap after you say?
It is Tuesday. Hey, we're here.
Welcome
together.
To the unraveling of what was Bombshell Brunches. Here's us against, we're up against a bit of a wall, but Raquel is in here in person. I don't know if that is better or worse.
Maybe a mixture.
And we're not going to do this every time, because this is one seat and I'm barely on it. Thank you. Today we are here to talk to you about a big announcement that we have very much rehearsed and scripted beforehand to be sure that we know what we're talking about, because that's what we do every time. Welcome to this brunch break. It is called, title, The New Version of Christina and Raquel.
Wasn't it 2.0? Bombshells 2.0?
We didn't agree on that. First, apologies. One. To Chris Steinkamp, who has to figure out a way to now mix this audio.
This was a makeshift situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So let's talk about it. Firstly, we're on a new recording device. Yes. You can't see this, but,
we can.
And it's on a tripod, and the tripod has a cage. That's the technical term for it. And that cage is holding an iPhone 13 Pro Max. And two.
We are not sponsored. Apple would like to sponsor us, then, we're
yes,
open.
We're available. And can podcast from any tiny space you'd like.
And there's a sun behind the iPhone.
So, we actually do have an announcement for you, and welcome back, Raquel. Maybe. Most of me is happy that Raquel is back.
She's super happy. She doesn't want to admit it, but very happy.
See, you can say things, but I'm right here. I'm reacting to you in real time now. Secondly, one of the reasons that Raquel has flown back across the country...
across the world.
The world. What is land? Time?
Like, what? I know there's wars happening everywhere.
Oh my god. I'm surprised you managed to get all the way.
That was a dark joke.
Sorry. Well, we all know that you laugh when it's, like, in any situation. It just is always punctuated with a
right.
laugh. The announcement that we have is that, on a not-so-whim, we put together an application for StoryHive. They have a pilot program called Summer Crew.
Which is exciting.
It is very exciting.
Because we all love summer.
And crewing? I don't know. I have a
pretty good crew.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say.
I don't know that you do.
Well, we're questioning it now.
We really can't get this audio to do what we want it to do. So we'll be talking to our technical team about that. But we put this application in and we were successful.
Yay!
Woo! Which means that we are live streaming.
Yes.
We have moved from audio-only content that we record on Zoom and then put on YouTube to now actually having to devise the visual element of what we're doing.
Which is a whole new
It's a whole other thing.
And just to be clear, so we are doing this as Raquel and Christina.
Yes.
We are not doing this as Bombshells, but of course we are the hosts of
It gets a little bit complicated, but it's not exactly the same.
And
the reason we have to say this, because if you're Bombshell Brunches listeners, you can't find
right.
where to go unless Bombshells reshares it, which Grace does a great job of. Anyway, yes. You have to go to Raquel's Instagram, because Raquel is the content creator and the primary host of StoryHive Summer Crew.
And click the link in the bio.
That's right. I'm the person behind the scenes doing this.
I can't read her at all. We need someone to help us with these hand signals.
This is why we wanted to do this podcast episode. Because for the first time, one, we're in the same room. Yay, celebration. Two, we're in the same room that I haven't prepped because we have to learn how to live stream. And three, because we are now sharing what we hope to be a summer series of a very interesting behind the scenes for content creators, entrepreneurs, creative minds. If you are learning how to make content, you are going to have a fun time with us as we're highlighting all of these.
I think you can have a drink with us.
You could definitely.
If you're learning to content create, or you are a content, if you are a content creator, please contact us.
Yeah.
So that we can just learn a thing or two from you.
About life.
And if you are learning like we are, we will commiserate together.
You know, yes, that's true. And one thing that I'm recognizing in real time is that when we do podcasts on Zoom, I can see what I look like. I feel like I'm plastered to this wall right now.
You are.
And I'm just like very comfortable. Very, like, wedged myself in this. I have no idea what the framing is. There's no one on the other side of that camera.
That's very nice weird page. That I'm sitting in the, but my legs are too long. If I go this way, it'll be like I'm sitting on your lap.
But this is why content creation is important, and we have to share these things.
Lift a leg.
It's all parts of our body are now available to the screen. So we can be really animated, and we have to figure out the lav mic situation. But some of the takeaways that we've had, and one of the things that we talked about was, one, letting go of the idea of perfection in any way. It's live.
It's live.
Yeah, it's very live.
You just gotta roll with it.
You really do.
But and technology issues, there's hiccups. Not always. We're not trying to say don't watch the live stream, because watch the live stream.
Oh, but yeah, because they're
very
just
good.
Hiccups.
It's entertaining. And really what we're doing is we're showcasing the Lower Mainland. So everywhere from North Van all the way to Chilliwack, we're basically going around, and we are, the live stream is called Living Full in Vancouver, but it's really the Lower Mainland. It's just like when you're traveling, everyone says everything's in Vancouver.
That's
we
true.
Discussed that, so
it's a recognizable name.
It is recognizable. But really it's the whole Lower Mainland.
That's
and
right.
Yeah, we're exploring our own stomping grounds.
That's right.
Re-exploring.
Yes. And finally, with Raquel here in person, I thought to myself, this is going to be awesome. We're going to, you know, like really be able to build out these like really extravagant things that we have in mind. This like baking show, this thing. And we did do a dumpling segment with Mum, which was great.
That was fun.
That was very fun.
And your mom killed it.
She's
very good.
Yeah, she's very good. She's very good. And such delicious food. I mean, we all know this.
And we ate the dumplings, and then my family ate the dumplings because we made so many, and your mom had pre-made us some dumplings for when we got there, so we had a really long day. Mm-hmm. And so I brought a whole bunch home, and my family fell in love with the dumplings. And I just feel like if you watch the show, you're going to want dumplings.
Yeah, and you're going to know how to make
that
happen.
You're going to know how to
make it. Yeah, yeah. See, we've just helped everyone live a better life.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Fuller.
Be brave.
Live fuller.
And live literally fuller. mission achieved, accomplished. But here's the thing that I wanted to put out there, because so many people are content creators. So many people are like, oh, I really want to do this.
Yeah.
Or they're content creators by just virtue of not having someone to do it for them. And they're like, we've got an Instagram, we've got to do this thing. Like,
yeah.
If you're an
Businesses.
Entrepreneur, you have to like paint your brand. And we are literally in the middle of the thick of trying to figure out our work days. We are working like 12 hours a day so that we can try and do everything, front load things, get releases, get legal advice, get, you know, so many bits and pieces organized.
Things you don't think about.
You just don't think about these things.
Especially because this live stream is not just a live stream. If it's just a live stream, it's not as big of an issue for legal issues.
Yeah.
But when it becomes like, so this live stream that we're doing, we box it up afterwards and we basically deliver it to TELUS Optic, and then it's a video on demand asset. So you guys, if you miss the live stream, we will have it up for about 3 months, but then you can watch it on TELUS on demand.
Mm-hmm.
Video on demand. But the problem is, because that is provincial, national broadcast, there's a lot more legalities around
everything. Broadcast rules. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of, they're important hoops, but I was thinking about it the other day, and I was like, there are so many takeaways right now to all of our audience. And every time I think about what we're doing, I'm like, okay, who could benefit from this? And genuinely, what is the biggest pain point, right? Like, yeah. we're going through this. You flew in, like, within 2 days. You had no time to stop jet lag. We were, like, filming. We were just streaming. What's the term? We were live.
We were live streaming filming. Yeah.
Ing.
I literally, the night before, I was unpacking my stuff, and the next day, first thing in the morning, it was such an early morning, we were already starting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And so I wanted to highlight for this episode really what the biggest learning points were. Like, what was the biggest thing? What were the three top things that you just learned in the last, like, week and a half? Let's say 10 days.
Okay, there's one.
Top tips for the last 10 days.
I'm going to say, but I don't want to say because I hate it, because it's so not me. But the rules. I hate rules. I've always known I hate rules, but now even more, I know how much I hate rules, because there are so many rules around the live streaming, and I'm the person that's always like, it'll be fine, don't worry about it, like, no one's gonna care. But now we actually have onus on us.
Yeah.
it is actually very important. Mm-hmm. And so I just realized how much freedom we had when we have full control. And
when it's over Zoom.
Yeah, when it's over Zoom.
Talking heads. It's like,
yeah, when it's in a controlled space, a controlled environment. I mean, we've had things where, like, you know, we thought a place was closed and it ended up being open, and then there was people everywhere and we didn't have the signs up.
She did such a good job.
That was our first stream.
You can't show people without their consent, obviously. That's just standard basic rights. So every time she's looking around the corner going like, wait, look at this piece of grass. Oh, what an interesting tile.
I realized I got on my belly. I literally was like, well, I gotta go away from the face, but if I drop the camera, then it's gonna make people dizzy, so I'm just gonna go down to his belly. We're just gonna scan across this man's belly, but it's unrecognizable, so it's fine.
Okay, number two.
The rules were the biggest one. Number two is, I think, just not being, honestly, it falls back into rules. It's like not being able to just fly by the seat of my pants. So, like, now we have to get permits to do some of the recordings I want. Yeah, so, like, doing park ones, doing hikes. I'm like, that'll be so easy. I love parks. We all love parks. We're Vancouverites, so everyone loves the outdoors. So let's just do this. This will be perfect. And then it's like, oh, you need to call a billion different people. And, you
they're
know,
on holiday.
They're on holiday. They're doing this. They're doing that. They'll get to you later. Like, whatever. And I don't know. I'm a very spontaneous person. And just like, I feel like someone's stealing my spontaneity.
Yeah, they're stealing your sunshine.
Yeah, but light. Right.
Don't sing that song. It's not it's copyright. We're not allowed to. If you still
we play different songs.
Good job, us.
But yeah, those were my two ones.
Okay,
anyways.
Well, isn't the third one the thing you just said about the fact that most of the time we're like together, but now because I have to be on the other side of that cage?
Yes.
That's huge.
Like, oh my gosh. So to be clear, like, just to, yeah, explain that further is we're used to hosting the podcast together. And there's an energy that we have, and it works really well for us.
I call it an anxiety.
Okay. My anxiety is a very different level. But yes, we have an energy, which is Christina's anxiety. And that allows us to riff, it allows us to play, and because we know each other so well, we can kind of envelop the guest into that energy, and it kind of raises all of us to the same energy level.
Right.
With this, Christina's behind the camera, I'm in front of the camera, and so it's me and the guest, who we don't know each other.
Also, to be fair,
yes.
I'm worried behind the camera. I'm not like,
and she's doing motions
great.
Like this.
I'm like,
you guys need to watch, like, you need to watch the visual version of this. Please go to our YouTube, Bombshell Brunches.
But don't, because you should go to Raquel's and click on the link.
Well, that's for the last trip. Yes, yes, yes. But go to the YouTube, because you need to see this video specifically.
Right.
But literally, I don't know what she's doing back there, because she's doing this, and I was literally like, is she saying to go faster?
Like,
that she needs me to end it, like end faster. And then she's like going more vigorous, like, because I'm trying to wind down. And then she starts asking questions, and like, I guess she doesn't want us to end. Like, what's happening?
We've got seven streams in. We haven't answered this question.
That's one of the first things we could have easily, like, we could now just establish what that is. This means keep going.
And this means proximity keep going. Is too close because, Christina, things are rubbing off on me, but I'm such a different person. So she wants to do check boxes. So we do these stupid check boxes. And then I was late for, like, every meeting that I had yesterday.
Because of my check boxes.
Yes, because I'm very competitive. And then when you put check boxes in front of me, I have to check them or have anxiety.
But when you do a live stream, if you don't tick off one of those boxes, the connection doesn't happen.
It's a big issue.
Yeah. We're learning. A lot of things.
Yeah.
Many things.
Yeah. And also, I think co-working, like, I thought it would have been smooth by now.
What? We've worked together 3 days.
No, but like, because of Bombshells, we know the way we work, we have like assets, we have naming conventions, we have places where things live. Like, I thought the admin side to this was going to be really simple, not simple, but like streamlined, because I felt like we'd already streamlined this in the podcast. And then we got this one, and we're like, we have no system. Like, it's like, I was like, that did not shoehorn in the way I thought.
I think that's a really interesting point, though, about like when you're setting up a new thing. So even if you're in a business and you're like, we're starting this new initiative, like a new stream of, like, excuse that pun, but that was a very good accidental pun. But like, we're starting this new stream of operations, right? Yeah. And, you know, we did like, I started setting up templates, but because I did so fast, I was like, we just have to get this out because the deliverables was so soon.
I came back late. We were already started. I was trying to do a couple things from the Netherlands, but I was actually there when we started working on this. So I basically was able to come home and boom, the next day I had to record, which meant Christina had to set up everything.
Not everything, but a lot of it. We were not like smooth by the time it started. Yeah. And also,
I don't think anyone's smooth on their first.
No, I don't think so. But I think if we knew that we were getting it, because that's the thing. I said this to someone the other day. I applied for a number of things and it got them all.
Yeah.
And you were still doing your thesis. And I was like, you have to come back because this happened. But I'm building like the two of the biggest shows of like the last 10 years for me, like really, really important shows, musical shows. And I, for the first time in 15 years, have taken a month off of acting. I mean, I say that, but you just filmed a commercial audition for me.
And I think I killed it.
She did an amazing job. We can't talk about what had to happen, but Raquel's face, again, if you're watching the YouTube, was something similar to this. It was unfortunate and really allowed me to get into character and be in the moment.
I'm here for you.
So what, we have to go because we have to go and do a live stream and I have no concept of the time.
I don't know. I looked at my wrist.
My three takeaways, because you did yours and then I added one for you. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you.
My top three takeaways were from doing this.
It was like our whole relationship.
My top three takeaways are that I think when we first got this, I was like, we've both really, really enjoyed being in front of the camera, doing the interviewing. We've found it pretty hard to do the producing side, but we've really acknowledged how much we've learned.
Yeah.
I should have tripled every amount of time that I thought it was going to take to do anything. And that's an age-old thing. But with content creation, the second thing, and this dives into the second thing, so tripled the amount of time I expect on all of the initiatives that I undertook this month. The second thing is that when you work in any kind of content, and you're really good at this, everything has to slow. You have to be in, like,
full on concentration mode, and I am getting trouble from this one for being a notorious multitasker.
She's awful.
But as a result, I get the things, like I hobble things forward.
Mm, you do.
I can't afford to do that when, and you'll see it in the streams. One stream, I realized that my shoes were squeaking. So in the middle of it, I was like, I'm taking my shoes off in the moment. But you have to be so in the moment and prepared so much
mm-hmm.
before you start. And so if you're not as used to being in front of the camera, because I'm used to being in front of the camera, but I'm not used to setting it up and then having to like operate a move and be calm, because mm-hmm. I'm used to being able to be in the moment in front of the camera. But if you are in front of the camera, it's really important to know that you need to take whatever time you need to gather yourself. And yeah. I need to be able to do that on the other side.
Yeah.
So that was my number two. And my number three was I have to come back to our fire friends. I have to come back to the fact that through this last like 2 months, how many of our guests who are not our guests anymore, they're our fire friends, how many of them have like showed up, helped to promote things, asked what they could do. Mum's made us, like, we have frozen meals now because I was like, I can't eat. I have no time to cook for things.
The soup was so good, Mum allowed. I was very in love with it.
And so if you are taking on a new thing, I think that's my third takeaway, is build in the people that you know you're going to need to call on. I had so many people who were like, do I need to come and do this thing? Like, I'm going to have to figure out who wants to come and help me make 100 paper boats.
What? I'm not going to ask. No, don't ask her.
No.
We're not.
Don't
we're
offer
not going to feed into this.
No, but I need them for this show. So anyway, those are my top three. And wherever you're at, I don't know if you work in entertainment or in events. If you work in either of those, know that we understand right now events are impacting so many different things. Like whatever business you're in, you're getting ready in a different way, you're doing different things, you're having to learn different protocol probably.
A lot of people are coming back into offices.
Yeah.
Post-ish.
So this is why we were really excited. The upside of being excited about the Live Full in Vancouver stream is that we get to curate these themed events that are live stream events that help you to kind of live a bit fuller.
Yes. And the content, I mean, we're so excited about it. The people we're talking to, the places we're going to, it's all about living fuller in Vancouver. It's all about living your best life, finding those niche places and those little pockets and those gems here in the Lower Mainland. And you get to grow with us. So you can watch us from our fumbly beginnings.
To hopefully not fumbly.
To hopefully somewhat less fumbly.
Yeah.
A little bit
to
more
like,
you know,
smooth.
Blossomy.
Not against a wall sitting on one stool.
We need a new home also. So
we need
a new home. Like a new space.
We need an office. We need
creator
a building.
Space.
We need a building.
Creator space.
Yeah.
So go to my Instagram at the_Raquel.
Yeah.
Very, very good Instagram.
It works.
It's working. We're this was the other thing. Christina, speaking of fire friends, pushed me in front of the fire and is making me do something I'm very uncomfortable with, which is promoting on my own channel and getting in front of the camera and even the podcast. I mean, I was into the podcast because I could hide because I thought there was no video. And then Christina was like, I will only do this if there's video. And I was like, oh, okay. And now it's just
and
me.
Now we're both paying. So this
here
is my fault. Yes.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Blame me.
Thank
once
you.
Again. Tick boxes.
But it's good. It's good. It's important to have people who push you. I mean, that is my fourth takeaway. Thank you for pushing me into something that's very uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
But I will likely later thank you for.
Like, I like that there's a probability that you won't, though. That I will likely thank you. Or
if
hate
I crash
you,
and burn
hate you
and end up having 1,000 trolls, I will blame you.
Well, it could also be your own damn fault.
What if I become a meme? Like a bad meme, though.
You can't control that.
No,
you
can't.
You gotta let go of that.
You just gotta let go.
You might already be a meme. Someone might have taken a... Don't make those faces. We made multiple faces. Now, see, this is a problem.
It's just gonna be a mouth on
being on camera. Can't just put, like, an emoji smiley face over our faces.
No, we could.
We...
Not live, but...
I mean, yeah, see, there you go. Anyway, if you have ideas of what you'd like us to live stream, it's too late. You can send them anyway. And
but
if
you
we can
send
them
recommendations.
In, do you know what, though? Actually, do send them.
Do send them.
Because they're probably in line, and if they're not, then they're probably something we should capture for Bombshell Brunches anyway. So we're just going to...
Just do it. Just send us the goods.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Send us the goods.
All right.
Yay!
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, Bombshells. In order to continue to elevate, please rate and follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and hit us up on Instagram at Bombshell Brunches, where we'll be listening for your feedback, ideas, and guest suggestions. Until next time, stay focused, fierce, and fabulous.